Canada is a big country, and in that vast continent-spanning nation, there are a lot of big things. Recently, we discovered a website that reminds us of what exactly is big in Canada. David Yansu runs the site, bigthings.ca. He lives in the city of Saskatoon in the very big province of Saskatchewan. But Canada's oversized items, he tells us, can be found all over the country.
There's a giant Ukrainian Easter egg in Vegreville, Alberta. There's like all kinds of geese statues, moose statues, there's turtles. The world's largest painting on an easel is Vincent van Gogh's Sunflowers.
Is it actually a Van Gogh?
Well, it's a reproduction of a Van Gogh.
Yes.
The painting itself is 32 feet high.
Much larger than his normal working space.
Yeah, exactly.
Large skunk I saw, a monument to a huge skunk.
Yeah, that would be in a community called Bicecker, which is just outside of Calgary.
Which of the Canadian provinces is richest in very big things?
I have found that in my home province of Saskatchewan, there is probably the most. There are 75 monuments in Saskatchewan.
Does something as purely commercial as a big boy, say, I mean, does that qualify as something monumental?
For the most part, no. If a giant big boy was done and there's no big boy restaurant, then yes. What I'm primarily looking at are...
That would be a freestanding big boy.
Exactly. And what I'm looking for is primarily community monuments. What was built to either recognize the community or to draw tourists.
And you say geese and moose seem to lead the league in this.
You betcha.
There's a giant golf ball also somewhere up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's actually, whenever I'm asked which one's my favorite, I'd always have to say Gilbert the golf ball is in Gilbert Plains, Manitoba. He has legs and arms, and he's wearing hockey skates and holding a hockey stick.
Now, is the typical reaction evinced by these giant things in Canada, is it supposed to just make you laugh and smile when you see them, or any of them serious attempts at awe?
I think they're, for the most part, made to be entertaining. Sometimes they're done really serious-like. Other times, almost more thought was put into the concept than actually building it.
What might be an example of that?
Well, there's a community in Manitoba also called Elm Creek, and they have the world's largest working fire hydrant. And basically what they did was they took the water tower and they made it to look like a fire hydrant.
Anything in the east in the more densely populated provinces of Canada?
Yeah, there's monuments in every province and even in a few of the territories.
In an odd way, these are totems of a sort. These are sculptures or monuments of things which are important to a community or that have brought people to that community.
Well, exactly. And I've come across actually quite a number of monuments that were that way. There's a place in Manitoba also called Komarno. And again, it's a Ukrainian thing. Komar is Ukrainian for mosquito. And so they built this giant mosquito out of metal, and it's like a weather vane. It turns in the wind. But Komarno has, you know, if they have 40 people living there, I'd be surprised.
40 people, but a giant mosquito.
Yeah. We generally think of Americans as being more into stuff like this. And I was actually quite surprised to see how Canadian it is.
That you're just as tacky as we are, you say?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, thanks so much for talking about the monumental tackiness north of the border, David Yansu, who runs the website www.bigthings.ca and spoke to us from Saskatoon in the province of Saskatchewan.